How are you today? Hopefully you're having a beautiful Tuesday evening. It is cold outside. Kimber, you want to sing that song?
Baby, it's cold outside.
It is so cold. Brr. All righty. Hopefully you're doing the countdown with me. 18 days before Christmas.
Wow.
24 days until 2022. Whoa, and COVID is coming along with us. So, look on the brighter side. We're moving right along, aren't we? Amen. Welcome to A Voice of a People, live here with Linda Sims on WWGH 107.1 FM radio. We also stream live on the web, www.wwgh1071.com. You can go in your app store and download free app called TuneIn on any electronic device and search WWGH. Or you can call in during this live broadcast by calling 740-383-9944. If you have any questions or if you would like to make any comments or just be a part of the conversation. Let me share with you those who faithfully support A Voice of a People, starting with those of you who are listening faithfully, and maybe it's your first time, and hopefully it won't be your last time. We have Chappie's Hydraulic Hose Specialist. We also have Logos Christian Ministries and Inspect Ohio. And I'd like to start my show off with a thought for today, and it is titled, Here is an Angel. How can we serve others around us by making our lives inspirational and interacting with tact and wisdom? We should be so cheerful in our lives, such examples that they say, here is an angel. Whoa. We got to come up a little higher, don't we? Here is an angel. Whoa. What kind of reputation is that, Kimber?
Quite the reputation.
Yes, it is. Today I have with me two of your favorites, Kimber Hubbard and Kim Jones, Singles Choosing God's Best. Tim is live on Facebook, so if you want to send in any questions, Facebook Live, you're welcome to do that. Or if you would like to make any comments, you can just call into the show by dialing 740-383-9944. You choose. So let's see what these two have been up to since they were here last. So, hi, Kimber.
Hi, Miss Linda.
How are you?
Doing good.
Good, 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 good. Introduce yourself somewhat.
Sure. My name is Kimber Hubbard. I am currently working as a social worker here in Marion, Ohio. Also have the opportunity to serve with these two wonderful people on our singles committee at the Gathering Place. And I'm just happy to be a part of the show. Thank you for the opportunity.
We're glad you're here. Praise God. Tim Jones.
Hey.
Our man that wears 100 hats.
Yeah.
How are you doing today?
I'm doing well.
That's
doing
well.
Real well.
That's
Can't complain.
Good. Introduce yourself.
Tim Jones might not be as professional as Kimber's, but Tim Jones, serial entrepreneur, life consultant, designer, you name it, I'll probably do it. That's me.
Amen, amen. Good to have you.
Again. Vital part of our community here.
Yes, very vital. Very vital. On the up and up.
Yeah.
And an example for a lot of young men
to
look up to.
Absolutely.
Yes, and be inspiring. My last thought for today was the pessimist and the optimist.
Mm.
Because, you know, there are some of those people that you run across. You can never say anything to uplift them, never anything positive. They always got a downward monotone, you know, well, that's not going to work because of this, because of that. But Tim is an example.
Yes.
To the young men around here, that it can work.
Yes.
Right, Jim?
Yeah, it takes energy, take effort, but it can work.
It can work.
And you got to have some patience with it.
Maybe that's the thing.
That's the key.
Can't wait, right?
Yeah.
Got to have it now, right? All right.
Microwave society.
All right. So, of course, we are getting to your subject. You like the best, choosing God's best from our two, I guess I could say panelists or somewhat experts. They've done a lot of work, you know, as they are waiting, planning, doing what they need to do for themselves, and hopefully you are too. We are doing a recap of all the shows that we have done. We hope to start this back up when it warms up outside and it's daytime longer, okay? So that's where I'm at right now. And we had talked about, well, let me ask you, where would you want to start?
Well, I just want to put in a plug for our upcoming book club. The book is Outdated, Find Love That Lasts When Dating Has Changed by John Palooka. Probably murdered his last name. That's going to start February 7th of 2022. So we will invite those listening to come and join us. It'll be at the Gathering Place from 6 to 7:15. So one of the things that are on my mind that you and I talked about the other day is how do we survive the holidays?
Yes.
As a single?
Yes.
And what you could perceive as a coupled world. And so there's a couple of thoughts I have around that. But one of the things I want to say is I think it starts with perception. I'm big on perception. Mm-hmm. And we talked about confidence, how you see yourself. It depends on how you see other people. So I just want to encourage the singles to really take some time to renew your mind in this season. To look at, as we discussed before, this season of singleness as being a gift and what you can do alone fighting your loneliness. That might be giving to others, and I wrote down some suggestions. You might want to try something different. Find a group to join. There's a lot of groups and activities on Eventbrite. Go to a church you've never been to before. Challenge yourself to go to the movies by yourself or find a friend to go with you. Try something different. I recently wrote a poem, and this is one of the lines I wrote, is she realized alone there was so much he, meaning our Heavenly Father, had for her to learn, to say, to do, and to experience. So I think as we do these things and get outside of ourselves, we can fight the loneliness and the depression and the anxiety. And, you know, when you see a mistletoe not freaking out or feeling sad or feeling deprived, and just really embracing this season. So that's kind of what's been on my mind lately, because I get it. It can be hard being by yourself.
Yes.
During the holidays.
Yes, it can be. You're so right about that. Tim, you have any takes on that?
I agree. Surround yourself with other people, family. Mm-hmm. You know, this time around, usually, you know, I surround myself more with my daughter, my son, and, you know, get out with a couple friends and family. So just take the opportunity to get yourself out the house.
Yep.
You know, plus also, you never know who you're going to run into. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
That's true.
You never know. That's
good.
There's always opportunities out there.
Wow.
You just don't know.
You don't know.
Nope.
Who are you going to run into?
Yeah. You could be shopping and just run into that old friend or somebody, you know. Who knows? You don't know unless you get out of the house.
Exactly.
Yeah. That's so true. So true. So go buy that new outfit you talked yourself out of last week. You might need that new outfit just to go out and feel good about yourself. That's me. I go buy me something.
That also seemed like a theme for me this week. I've been talking to people for probably about 2 weeks right now about self-care.
Yes,
you know what I mean? Just having that self-care for yourself. You know, cut your hair or whatever. Fellas, cut your hair.
Right,
you know, clean
right.
yourself up. You know, put on that cologne that you wanted to put on.
Mm-hmm.
You know, wear that outfit that you want to wear. Ladies, you know, same thing. Get your nails done. Whatever it is, mm-hmm. you know, do that self-care because, you know, you look good, you feel good also. You know, and a lot of times when we feel good, we're ready to take on the world. When we look good and feel good, you know, you feel like $1 million. Can't nobody tell you nothing.
That's true.
Yeah.
That's true.
You walk different. You talk different. So self-care, definitely take care of yourself in this season.
Yes.
That's good.
That's
so important.
Yes.
And it changes your whole attitude. Mm-hmm. Feel good, smell good, like Tim said, you know. Hey, get a new pair of boots with some heels on them and rock them.
I think Linda's making plans over here.
She had the burgundy.
Yeah,
I know earlier she's got plans.
Yeah. Hey, I can at least feel good.
Absolutely. Right. Right. Absolutely.
I intend to.
Absolutely.
That's good.
You always look fabulous. So.
Well, thank you.
And that's the attitude we should have right there.
Yeah, that is so true, so true. And just like Anthony Marks, he just left. And I did two shows last week about the holiday blahs. Tennille Nicholas, she kicked it off. And I mean, it just kept going, even today. And he's talking about mental health and going through these days. And now you're bringing it up, thinking about people who are alone.
Absolutely.
You may not be exactly lonely, but you are alone. You don't have a significant other or maybe no prospect of one at the time. And Christmas music. That's always make you feel better, I think. Christmas, get some Jingle Bell Rock or something like that. You know, rock around the Christmas
tree.
Get
out your Christmas tree and celebrate it.
Yeah.
And decorate it.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. You know, and this too, you can pick up joy. You can decide, I'm going to have joy today, and I'm going to be joyful. And this is what's going to exuberate out of you. And you never know, you may draw someone to you. That's a good thing, isn't it?
It's, amen. We've talked about that. That's a good summary of some things we've talked about.
Yes, you may draw someone to you that needs that energy that you have. Absolutely. So, we've talked about the holiday, and we may not be finished with that subject yet, because we have a little bit more time to go. So, where do you feel like we should go next? Self-confidence, on breaking the ice, a connection,
wherever you want to go, Miss Linda, just pick. We'll roll with it.
Okay. God's amazing love. God's amazing love. First of all, I feel like that's how we miss it a lot of times, because we're not understanding that our Creator loves us. Not just to say, God loves me or God is love, but He actually loves us so much. He cares that we're lonely. He cares that we don't have anyone to really call and talk to. Or He cares that we don't feel like putting up a tree or celebrating or things like that, you know. But His love is still there for us, you know, even if you have to talk to Him.
Right.
You know, and He will definitely uplift your spirits, you know.
Amen.
God's love is amazing love, and it's something that we do not have to beg for. It's always there for us. He said, I'll never leave you nor forsake you.
Yes.
I will be with you always, even until the end of the earth. He says, I will not, I will not, I will not even loose my hold on you. And when you think about that, you're thinking, oh my, He loves me that much. He won't even let me slip or slide out of His hand. That's a powerful love. That is a powerful love. I mean, my daughter, we was on the phone today. She had me running around the house, girl. Holy Spirit, right?
Amen. Amen.
I just felt so good and on top of the world just to know that God is love. He is who He is. He is who He is. So how does that help you, not just throughout your day, Kimba, but how does that help you face singleness?
I think for me, you have to know the character of God. And when we say that word love, it invokes a lot of things for a lot of people. So I think that's one of the things that's helpful to look at is, what is God's love? What does that look like? And some of the images or pictures, that's what I encourage people to do, find some images or pictures that remind you of God's love. For me, one of the things that's very helpful is when you confess your sins and accept Jesus as your heart, it says in the Word in John that we become His child. So that's an image that helps me, but that's also because I had a very good earthly father. So I can have that picture of I'm a child of God and what that looks like. And so that's a good image for me. Another one that's always been one that I've drawn to is that the Lord is our shepherd. Because to me, in Psalms 23, if you could read that in different versions about how he provides and he cares and he knows, and if I believe that, that he's leading me, then I can rest in the fact that this really is a season and he has my best interest at heart. So that's what helps me. If I can go back to believing in his character, that he is my good father, he is my shepherd, meaning that I have to hear him and walk in the provision he has for me, then the times when I'm lonely and sad and disappointment, and the devil comes back at me at all my failed relationships, things that I've done wrong, I can counteract that because I do know his love with those images that he's given me through his word that blessed me.
Well, the enemy has, he's so uncouth, isn't he?
Absolutely.
He just really doesn't care. He wants us to feel bad and all left out and all those different things. What about you, Tim? How's it helping, God's love helping you through this season?
Because I have an understanding that God's love is sufficient and it's more than enough, right? And so I sit there, even in like some difficult times, he always lead this thought to my mind that, you know, it's temporary. You know, but his love is not temporary, right?
Right,
his love is forever. So I'm like, okay, this mood that I'm in, this whatever this is that I'm in, it's temporary. Yes. Like, it's going to pass. Like, this too shall pass, right? And that just gives you more strength. And it also gives you a little bit more hope, faith.
Yes.
You know, that everything's good. Everything has its process. Everything has a season. You know, and in those seasons, you're going to have, you know, there's a season when stuff begins to grow. There's a time to plant. There's a time, you know, time for everything. And so sometimes you just got to learn to be a little bit more patient. And I feel like we get impatient a lot, because we want it right now. And when we look at the circumstances around us or what we're going through, or we start to compare what we don't have, the lack of what we don't have to what somebody else have, instead of, you know, really focusing, okay, this is what I have right now.
And being
appreciative and being thankful and grateful.
Yes.
Because better is coming. Like I want the best for my daughter, right? And so just like Kimba said, Heavenly Father, she understands that.
Right.
So if I know as a father, I want the very best for my son and my daughter. The same thing, the same concept applies for the Heavenly Father. He wants the absolute best for you. And so one day I put a status up, stop praying, stop being like in a sense envious of other people's blessings. Stop wanting other people's blessings.
Right.
Because that's for them.
Right.
That's for them. He has something way better for you. Your blessing is fit for you and tailored for you.
That's true.
Tailored for
that's
you.
Good.
And so when you focus on that, it just makes it a little bit less difficult.
That's so
true.
Good.
That is good. That's really good. And that's that covetous. You know, because you can't stand for someone else to be blessed. You can't stand to see them prosper or to see God do something great in their life. But, you know, we're supposed to rejoice with those who are rejoicing and cry with those who are crying. So if we start doing that, then God will see that our heart is open toward other people and what they call the empathetic toward them, you know, and can celebrate them. Then he may say, well, okay, here comes yours, right? You don't have to go through all that anymore. And I know that's a struggle.
It is.
And I know that's hard. They have these movies out, Always the Bridesmaid, you know, they've been to 150 weddings, you know, and you're still the bridesmaid, you know, and voila, one day it was her day and she ended up being the bride. So it's going to happen.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to happen. It's going to happen. So what do you do in the meantime?
Be of good cheer.
There you go.
That's what you read about today.
Yeah.
To be cheerful.
Yes. Be of good cheer. Yes. Trouble don't last always.
Nah.
And it's funny Tim said that, because one of the things I wrote down, because I watched Annie on Sunday. I just love that movie. But it was the live play on TV. But that's what her song talks about when she talks about the sun will come out tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's something to help people in this season. Just what Tim said. I just want to reiterate his wise word. That this too shall pass.
Right.
It won't always be like that. So the pain you're feeling, the loneliness you're feeling, the sadness you're feeling, the missing of your loved one that you're feeling, it will pass.
Yes.
There is a winter, but then there is a spring.
Yes.
And I would love for people to hold on to that. Like Tim said, it produces a fruit of hope and faith.
Yes.
If you can start with the truth that this too shall pass. It's one of the things my grandmother used to say as well. So,
amen.
I think that helps us when we have that mindset.
It does. It does. Even though you're trying to hurry up, when you're going to pass, it's going to pass.
Yes, you do want it to pass.
Just going to have to find something to do in between time, but it will pass.
And I love what Tim said about comparison, and I think this is a good season to talk about that. When
good.
We talk about gifts,
mm-hmm.
right? We're in the
right.
season of giving. And so can we believe that what gift God has for us is good? And not look at someone else's gift, like Tim said, and not compare that. Can you believe the gift God has for you is good and become the gift he wants you to be?
Right. Open up your heart.
Absolutely.
To God.
Absolutely.
So that he can fill it.
Mm-hmm. Heart and mind.
Yes.
Mind has to be open as well.
And your mind. Because a man thinketh, mm-hmm. so is he.
And that is a verse I wrote down for today, actually, Miss Linda.
Did you?
Do not be conformed to the pattern of this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind. Then you will be able mm-hmm. to test and approve what God's will is, his good, pleasing, and perfect will. And I read this a million times, but it says that before you know what his will is, you have to renew your mind.
Wow.
So, we know the definition of crazy. You do the same thing over and over again. I've been there. I'm not calling anyone crazy.
Expecting
recognizing
different results.
Exactly. Yeah. I'm recognizing my craziness. But can we be open in this season to transform our mind so it lines up to what he has for us, and then we can see his good and perfect and pleasing will for us, even mm-hmm. alone.
Yes.
In this season.
Yes.
Are you willing to do that? Take the chance to do that by renewing our mind.
Mm-hmm. Wow. Step number one, renewing your mind.
It's important.
Step number one, tell us how to renew our mind.
Well, okay, since you asked. So one of the things that I feel like God put on my heart today to share, if I could, is we all have markers in life, all right? And markers is defined as one that marks you. And we have milestones as marks, okay, like having a child or your first job or graduations. But a marker can also be a death. There's a place where there's a tombstone. When losing someone, things we're dealing with COVID. So I think in this season, what Satan tries to do is to get us to look at the markers as God being against us. And so if you take that opportunity to look at those markers, whether it's a place of where you can celebrate and be cheerful, or if it's a place where, yes, there was a death here, but God has promised me he can turn all things to good. If we can start with those markers in our life and realize that God has a bookmark for us, mm-hmm. I think that can be one of our first steps to start dealing with that, with the renewal of our mind, by asking God, what was your perspective?
Wow.
When I got a divorce, what was your perspective? Mm. What do you see for the life of my child? What was your perspective when I lost this person? What was your perspective when I was looked over for the job? What was your perspective? Because he cares and he knows. And I think a lot of times God gets blamed for things that he never intended. He never intended for Eve to eat that apple. That wasn't God's fault.
Oh, no, it wasn't his intentions. No.
So I think that's a lot of times what happens to us by these markers in our life. And will you allow God to come into there and become a bookmark and change your perspective on that? So I think that's one of the things we could start with. The next thing we've already talked about, and Tim is really good at talking about this, but forgiving yourself and forgiving others. And I'm going to let Tim talk about, as a life consultant, why forgiveness is so important.
Right,
well, forgiveness, first and foremost, will give you a sense of peace, you know, within yourself.
Right.
Because typically it's not necessarily for the other person, because, like, I could say I forgive this person. That don't mean they're going to treat me any different or whatever it may be. But for the simple fact, it's like a release thing. You know, that hold, whatever it was, no matter how bad it was, how drastic it was, how traumatic it was, mm-hmm. when you come to a true form of forgiveness, now say, okay, I can move forward. I can start the process of healing. Because as long as you're stuck in that unforgiveness, it's just a big open wound. You know what I mean? So it's nothing is healing in that, right?
Right.
So forgiveness starts with yourself, forgive yourself first, and begin to heal. And it's a process. It takes time. That's going to be my theme for everything. Time. Yes. It takes time. It's a process. If depending on how deep the wound is, like if I scratch myself, that's a physical wound that's going to heal by tomorrow. Mm-hmm. Right? It's going to heal by tomorrow. It's probably not even going to bleed as much. Right?
Right.
But if I deeply cut myself, that causes for stitches or torn ligaments or whatever, you know, they got to patch me up and it's going to take time to heal.
Right.
It's going to take time to heal and it's going to leave a scar. That scar works as a reminder of what happened.
Right.
You know, so sometimes we're going to have these scars, right? But it don't hurt no more. I see the scars.
Right.
It don't hurt no more. I don't have no pain from it. Mm-hmm. Right.
Yes.
But,
mm-hmm.
you know, so sometimes, you know, a lot of people you hear say forgive and forget. Some things is very difficult to forget.
True.
Right. It's a scar. Okay. But when you look at it, you don't feel the pain.
Right.
It's not there no more. And that's how you know forgiveness is taking place, when you can look back on it and your brain reminds you of the scenario, the incident, the circumstance, and it not affect you
right.
in that manner. You're not feeling the pain. You're not feeling the hurt. It's like, oh, okay, that happened. All
right. Right. And I agree with that. And I also agree with this. Today is my last day crying over you. You know what I'm saying? Reminiscing, going back over to the past, and nothing has changed and not going to change now because you've gone on with your life. And I'm just getting up out of this hole and I'm moving on with my life, you know.
Yeah.
And I think we can also do that. We can make those type of decisions and we can step off into joy and peace and merriment and just say, and have that honest conversation with God. Lord, I know you hear and I know you hear me. Now, as long as you walk with me, I'm on my way.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
You know, because I think there comes a time where we have to realize it's gone too far.
Mm-hmm.
I've punished myself too long.
Yes.
You know, and there's nothing I can do to change what has happened in my life.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
But maybe I can help alter my future with God's help.
That's good.
So I think that everything that has been said, step one, step two, step three, you know, there just has to come a getting up and moving on in our life.
Yes.
You know, because sometimes I think God gets tired of us. I think he has one arm, his elbow on the table and one hand up on the side of his face. And he's thinking, are you going to ever move? Are you going to ever get up? Are you going to ever ask for my help?
That's a good one. Ask for help.
Mm-hmm.
Are you going to ever ask for my help? So since you think you got it, so, you know, he's sitting up there watching us, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Oh!
You still ain't got, I'm going to let you struggle a little bit more. You ain't got it yet. All right, you can't move that boulder yet? Okay.
I was just telling somebody that a couple of weeks ago. You do not have enough yet.
Yeah.
You know, you're not at your, I can't take it anymore. I'm not going to take it anymore.
Some people ain't sick and tired of being sick and tired.
There you go. Right? They're not there yet.
Yeah.
They haven't reached it yet.
Yep.
You know, so they still got some more to travel. And
Well, as Pastor Rose been talking about, that requires humility.
Yes, it does. Yes.
And we grow up in a society that doesn't explain, appreciate, acknowledge, prioritize humility.
Mm-hmm.
So it's countercultural almost to...
Mm-hmm.
Number one, to be open to a Heavenly Father, and number two, to receive His grace and mercy.
Right.
Because, especially in our culture, you know, you get up and you do what you need to do. And if I'm a woman, I'm going to take care of you and you and you and you. That's what we do. Because that's what we've been doing for years. And so it's almost countercultural. You almost have to come again like a child and say, I humble myself that I can't do it. Be okay with not doing it and surrender it to God to see what He has to say.
That's what I like about my age.
Right, little wisdom right there. Right?
Hey, I'm there.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I'm there, you know.
And, you know, the Bible also calls for us to be childlike. Like, if my son or my daughter need help, they'll come to me, Dad, I need help.
There you go.
No hesitation. Dad, help me. My daughter say it all the time. Dad, I need help getting this bread. Or, Dad, I need help, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
This, that, and third, right? And we have to learn, we have to relearn that. Like, I don't know what happened as adults where we become so dull and so serious, right?
Sure.
So, but if you want to become serious about happiness. Be serious about your peace. Be serious. Like, seriousness isn't, I'm sitting here with this frown and I'm being a, you know.
Right.
Be serious about some other stuff, man. Like be serious about having some enthusiasm.
Right.
Be serious about living life on purpose.
Right.
You know, just serious. Take life serious.
Right.
But not in the serious manner in which we, I don't know, projected on society that you can't laugh, you can't have fun, you can't do this, you can't do that. Like, just, you know,
the
negative side. Yeah.
You're like dead.
Dull.
If you can't do that, you know.
Yeah.
It's like there's an inner death within a person because now what? Yeah. I'm bound by the law. I'm bound by this and I'm bound by that.
There's no freedom in that.
No, captive. There's no freedom. And Jesus came to set the captives free, and whom he has set free is free indeed.
Mm-hmm.
You know, what else can I do that he hasn't done?
Right.
Nothing.
Right.
But live my life and depend on him.
Yes.
And that's so, you followed up right behind that, you know, Daddy, I need help. Lord, I need help. Help me. You see where I'm at? And he wondered, well, I was wondering, did you see it? I saw a long time ago, right? Do you see it? Yes.
And sometimes when just I love being a parent because it teaches me so much. Like, if you see your child struggling enough, you're going to step in and help, you know? But
that's
sometimes
true.
They want to do it. Sometimes you got to let them try to do it themselves.
He does.
Sometimes you got to, you know, hey, you almost got it. Okay, all right, now you need help.
Yeah. Right.
Now I got to step in because this is too much for you now.
True.
That struggle has become too much of a burden. Now I got to take some of that burden off.
Yes.
You know.
So. Cast your cares on him.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's powerful. That's powerful, Tim. I like that so
Amen.
Much. So
yes.
very much. I know you guys are getting this free information. Better be writing down some of this stuff because it is good. Or you may be able to get it out of the archives. Singles Choosing God's Best. You would have to pick. Look under the day. Under WWGH1071.com and look under A Voice of a People and the chat with Linda Sims and go through, hit on that and go down to the archives. This is powerful stuff. It's just really, really good. I'm going to take some of this home with me. I'll listen to it again.
Amen.
But God is good. I want to read this little thing right here and then I want you and Tim to comment on it. Love changes. We cannot be afraid to let it run its course. We change, holding on to our past. Out of fear makes everyone unhappy. Being honest is not being selfish. When you are true to yourself and your needs, love will find you. When we sacrifice our integrity and intention for another, love will remain elusive. Sacrificing integrity and intention for another. Love needs to be honored in the moment, cherished. We can never take it for granted. Celebrate love with all your might. My love is simpler, new. It is a love that holds no strings and wants nothing from another except an acceptance of who I am now. Love is a place of solace and peace. It holds a tenderness of spirit that supports my independence. Love holds no judgments, no fear, and wants nothing from me but more love.
Wow.
That's
beautiful.
Real powerful.
That is beautiful.
Especially the line where just wants nothing but acceptance of me. Like, this is who I am. This is what I bring to the table. This is what I lack in. This is where my strengths are. This is my weaknesses. But just overall acceptance. And I think that's a universal for just about everybody. I'm going to say everybody. I can put my foot down and say everybody.
Yeah.
What's it feel? Overall acceptance of who I am. Can you imagine how the world would be if we just kind of accepted people for who they truly are?
So true.
You know? And even if you're a bad person, at least I know that about you. And I can avoid you. Right? So, but that's why I love the truth. You know what I mean?
Right.
Cool.
Right.
You know?
But you know that.
Yeah, you're a gossiper. I ain't gonna talk around you. Right?
Right.
Lie. I just ain't gonna believe you too much. Right?
Right.
Don't hold that much weight with me. You're right?
So, right.
That's
but
good.
It's a beautiful thing just to be accepted. Like, okay, I accept you. You're a liar, but there's some other good things about you.
At least I know that, right?
Yeah.
I love that honesty is not selfish.
Mm-hmm.
That is so true that and Tim's talked about this before, like having the courage to speak your truth and knowing that other person's going to receive it because they love you, and vice versa, being open to that other person being able to speak their truth, mm-hmm. and not holding them captive for that,
right?
For doing that. Right. So I love that. Honesty is not selfish. That's good.
Yeah, and then just the beginning part, you know, love changes, absolutely. You know, some of us don't necessarily know or couldn't identify how to, in a sense, love ourselves, and we had to go through some things, yes. and then, you know, you begin to learn some things. So there's two ways that love happens to me, the way in which we give. So I might give love a certain way, but you might not receive it in a way that I'm giving to.
Right.
And also, you can, in a sense, give me love or whatever it may be, but I might not receive it in a way that you may be trying to convey it or send it. So mm-hmm. also having that open mind in that, and trying to understand that person's method, that person's language, because love, in a sense, in itself is language. But just like regular language, we have a lot of things that goes into just besides speaking, like mm-hmm. the verbal communications.
Right.
We have our nonverbals. We have all these other things
right.
that goes on with that. And I think same thing with love. When we speaking that in the language, there's a lot coming and going.
Right. Yep.
And there's a lot that goes into it. There's a lot that goes into it. And a lot of it gets misinterpreted
yep.
right.
as well.
It does.
Definitely.
Like Anthony was talking about, the touch, a handshake or a pat on the back. We all need a touch, mm-hmm. some type of a touch from another human, you know. So, and there's another thing, and it's pride. That's
yeah.
why a lot of us can't move on. Too prideful.
Mm-hmm. Yes, ma'am.
Think you're too big for this and too big for that. You know, no one's good enough for you. And why do I need to ask God? Don't I know what I want? No. No, you don't.
I was talking to my buddy the other day. We was talking about The Lion King. I love that show.
Uh-huh.
Right? I love the movie. I said, they was on what? Pride Rock. They was in the Pride Lands, but there was two forms of pride. Scar had an egotistical pride.
Mm-hmm.
That brought the pride down. It was unbalanced. You seen what happened when he became king. As lions, they did what they're supposed to. They served the king and they followed under his rulership.
Right.
But it was an unbalance in the land. They starved and it was chaotic.
Yes.
But Mufasa had a different pride. He had the pride of life and balance. He had the pride of his son. He had the pride of, you know, his kingdom.
Yes.
And he taught certain things. So there's two forms of pride. There's an egotistical pride that we talk about, you know, and then there's that pride. Well, I got pride in my daughter. I got pride in my son. I take pride in my school, in my education,
mm-hmm.
you know, which is not a bad pride. So you have to understand what line,
yes.
what side are you on,
right.
on that pride as well.
Yeah.
So
that's good. That's good.
That's powerful.
That is good.
That
yeah.
is so powerful. My grandson loved that Lion King.
Yeah,
he watched
yeah,
it
I love
every
that show.
Day.
I love that show.
Zephaniah watched that movie every day. Every day he watched that movie for over a year. I mean, every day.
There's a lot in it.
Yes,
I mean,
it is.
A whole lot.
Simba had to forgive himself,
mm-hmm.
right?
Yes,
mm-hmm.
he did.
And get a different perspective on the situation.
Mm-hmm.
I mean,
Matata, remember?
Yeah.
That's what it is.
Right? And learning about the joy, and
yeah.
but then learning once you're going through that process, when God calls you, then it's time for you to take your position and
oh,
your
yes.
place. But yeah, there's a lot you can get out of that movie.
Yeah,
yes,
a,
it is. I might
movie.
Watch that.
It is a good movie.
He loved that movie, and hopefully he can pick it up again and get some more pointers out of it. Because, you know, when you're a child, some things escape your mind.
Mm-hmm.
Experiences that you go through, you know, we all have had hardships and
Absolutely.
Disappointments. And a lot of it is because of the choices that we have made. But there's an end to all those negative things. There's
yes.
just an end to it, and you just have to move on. Now, I liked it. We change.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Holding on to our past out of fear makes everyone unhappy.
Mm-hmm.
But being honest, like you said, is not being selfish.
I think fear is a big thing today.
That too.
And where we are in our society, fear is so big, and fear is crippling. It will hold you in a place and hold you hostage. And I think a lot of times we put up a false pride because
mm-hmm.
we're fearful.
Yes.
And fearful comes from a place of not knowing you're loved and cared for. So I think fear is a big thing right now, that whether it's health concerns, whether it's, again, part of the season, it's a tool of the enemy that really cripples you personally, your family. It's a big thing.
It is a big thing.
Yeah, fears.
Absolutely.
Yeah, it's definitely a big thing. I look at deers. Deers is the epitome of fear, even though that deer is very well capable of escaping and the adrenaline, right? It freezes up. Fear freezes us up.
Yes.
That's what it's supposed to do.
Yeah.
It makes you stop like a deer in headlights. Yes. You just stop.
It's a liar.
You just stop. That deer had plenty of time to get away from that truck,
right,
that car,
true.
To escape it. But what'd it do?
It froze.
It froze.
Yeah.
You know?
So sometimes in the middle of the road,
yeah.
It's like.
Yeah.
But the devil is a liar.
And we do that. We do that a lot.
Well, you have to recognize that.
Yes, you do.
You
yes,
know,
you
and
do.
Realize what voice you're listening to. And that's kind of back full circle to renewing your mind.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Renewing your mind goes back to what voice am I listening to? Because you're listening to a voice.
Yes, you are.
People say, I don't have faith. Oh, you have faith in mm-hmm. something.
So, that's true.
I don't
that's
know
true.
What it is, but
that
we all have
true.
Faith.
We all
and
have
so
faith.
Listening to what voice are you listening to? The Creator, your Heavenly Father? Or to the lie of the enemy.
Mm-hmm. Well, this is our last minute and a half. So what would you like to leave with your listeners?
I would, first of all, like to thank everyone who's prayed for us, who's encouraged us on this journey. So grateful for Tim and the blessing he is and what he brings to the show. Thank you for the opportunity. But I really want to challenge us all. What you opened the show up with is to choose joy. And to choose to believe in God's love and receive it.
Thank you. We got
yes.
40
just
seconds.
Just quick, you know, the monologue in your head, is it negative or positive? And if it's dominantly negative, you know, switch it to that positive factor. Replace those thoughts and just, you know, just move forward in life.
Yes.
Well, I say Merry Christmas.
Yeah. Merry Christmas.
Yeah. From Singles Choosing God's Best.
Yes.
And thank you. Like I said, we will take this up again when it gets a little warmer and it's daylight longer. So we thank Kimba Hubbard and Tim Jones for being here with us and sharing some really, really good stuff. Till next time, be blessed. Voice of a People, Linda Sims.
You're listening to WWGH Radio 107.1 FM, the place for holiday fun. For legendary composer of the hit Christmas song Santa Baby, Phil Springer, performing Santa Baby live on air.